This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report. I'm Susanna Streeter. Let's check in with the financial markets now. And a little earlier, I spoke to Kerry Leahy from Decision Economics in New York. And I put it to him that it had been a pretty volatile day.
It's a real seesaw day. And what's been moving the market for the last month or so has been oil prices. But today, the market got a lift, even though oil's been gyrating, on the fact that people are reassessing their attitude about the U.S. dollar, which has fallen very sharply in the last 2 days, on thinking that maybe the Fed is not going to hike rates as much as they thought. So a less aggressive Fed means a weaker dollar, and that's generally good for the people who produce commodities and buy commodities, so that helped the market.
And that's why we saw the prices of certain metals, copper, for example, lifting slightly today.
That's right. Copper has been referred to by us analysts as the commodity with a PhD, and it's probably the best single measure of supply-demand imbalances globally. So a pickup in copper is certainly a good sign.
And another indicator, of course, is the jobs market. What are you expecting from tomorrow's jobs report?
Well, this number on employment is so big, it's just referred to almost affectionately as the number. And most people look for job creation to be around 200,000. It was very strong last month. I think the difficulty will be interpreting it that any strength will be discounted by the bears in the marketplace saying, just you wait, the stock market's going to take down employment growth as people become more nervous. But if it's a weak number, people will jump on it and say, hey, we're already seeing the response and the economy's weakening. So I would say the market will react much more violently to a weak number than to a number that shows any strength.
And that was Kerry Leahy from Decision Economics in New York. Let me give you some of the latest numbers now from the financial markets. And on Wall Street, the Dow is up 0.5% at 16,416. And at the end of the day in London, the 100 share index was up 1.1% at 58.98.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, art, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.